Coming up following the news, we'll give you another word that you can text in and be a part of the big Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest. Yeah, we have another week of that as well here on the radio. Some more coming up in a few minutes. The updated 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are still looking for a motive in the Michigan church shooting and fire that left 4 people dead.
Authorities say the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. A fundraising website from 2015 indicating his son was born with a rare genetic disorder, the treatment for which apparently took a financial toll on the family. Sanford is quoted in a local newspaper saying, "Don't ever take having healthy kids for granted. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq, and this is still the most unique thing to deal with."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Police say Sanford drove his pickup into the church, then opened fire. He was killed by officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the White House today for meetings with President Trump on ending the war in Gaza. The president will also sit down with Republican and Democratic leaders ahead of a possible government shutdown. Luxury real estate developer Dar Global entering an agreement with the Trump Organization to build another Trump-branded property in Saudi Arabia. This is ABC News. Dar Global, the London-based luxury real estate developer, announcing plans to launch a Trump Plaza in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah, the second collaboration with the Trump Organization there. President Trump's first international visit of his second term was to Saudi Arabia. Today, the president meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the latest peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Marcus Moore has been covering the conflict. He is at the foreign desk.
Hospitals are still working with limited medical supplies, and also access to food remains scarce. There are still deaths being related to starvation that have been reported, including an infant who passed away today, according to health officials in Gaza.
The death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 66,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has signed a new congressional map into law that gives Republicans an improved shot of winning an additional U.S. House seat. Opponents are leading a referendum petition, however, to try to force a statewide vote on the new map. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. Do you have a costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes of all sizes, tagged with resale prices, and some of them even still have the original store tags on them. Come check out our Halloween selection of costumes and other seasonal decorating goodies before they disappear. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street in Richland Center, and we are ready to help your family enjoy this Halloween.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It is our goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Continuing this week here on WRCO Radio, we'll give you a word to text in, and you can be a part of the hourly winning, a chance for daily prizes like a piece of gold jewelry and maybe $200 cash. Also, the grand prize drawing comes up this weekend for a pair of indoor club-level tickets, a Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Today's word is early. E-A-R-L-Y. Early. There you go. Remember that. Text it to download the Civic Media app if you haven't done that, and find WRCO, or simply text it to 608-647-4155. Today's word is early.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 84 degrees, mainly sunny and very warm, partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog, and a low of 55. Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued quite warm, and a high of 81. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, and temps in the upper 70s. Thursday, 80 with sunshine, and Friday, 84. Right now, WRCO Studios, following a midnight reading of 53, we are down from that to the current mark on the Wurtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 48 degrees. Welcome to Monday, September 29th.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me. knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on doors. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Is a little good sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. That the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Shaboozy on WRCO giving you a little good news today. Well, here's something that's good news. If you're a coffee drinker, it's National Coffee Day. Wow, okay. So celebrate accordingly there. Pour an extra cup of Java. It's National Biscotti Day as well. Now that, traditionally, I think is a little hard, isn't it? A little tough. So soak it in your coffee and then, yeah, it's a little easier to eat. It's VFW Day, also known as Veterans of Foreign Wars Day, recognizing those who serve and have served. It's Broadway Musicals Day, National Mocha Day as well, and Goose Day. So we celebrate accordingly there. And we'll see what old Hank Bray is up to in just a little bit here as well. And perform a couple of jokes for Chet's chuckle. Here's Joe Diffie on FM 100.9.
Well, I don't know where I'm going, and I don't even care. But come tomorrow morning, you won't find me anywhere. I'll be gone, long gone. You'll be calling me back, girl, but I'll be making track, baby. I'm leaving on the next thing smoking. This time I'm gone and I ain't joking. Western Delta Continental, Amtrak Greyhound Avis rental. Well, I don't care where I'm bound, just as long as I'm leaving town, I'll be gone. Don't believe your ears. While I'm making like Houdini, you can watch me disappear. I'll be gone, long gone. Well, I'll go anywhere, just as long as you're not there. Baby, I'm gone. Baby, I'm leaving on the next thing smoking. This time I'm gone and I ain't joking. Western Delta Continental, Amtrak Greyhound Davis rental. I don't care where I'm bound, just as long as I'm leaving town, baby, I'm gone. Well, I don't care where I'm bound, just as long as I'm leaving town, I'll be gone.
mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Some mountain music here on WRCO Radio. We'll bring on the old man from the mountain, Hank Bray, and also birthdays and anniversaries coming up your way in just a little bit.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
This year will mark the 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. WRCL will be proud to be a part of that with interviews with students and those that make it happen. Join us for update reports all week long leading up to the Ithaca School Fair Saturday. Update report sponsors include Driftless Area, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Door and Construction, and Town Taxi. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? The Richland Hospital and Clinics understands the impact it can have on your daily life, mental health, sleep patterns, and relationships with your family. Whether it is from arthritis, back pain, migraines, or nerve damage, if you have been living with chronic pain for an extended period of time, it's time to talk to your provider. Help starts here.
It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to something that looks suspiciously like a lawn ornament. Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who dig deeper than your uncle's fishing stories. And Napa Auto & Truck Parts, because duct tape can't fix everything. Start your week with the latest updates, a little knowledge you may actually use, and of course, Chet's Chuckle, where Phil and Hank bring you jokes so corny they could be sold by the bushel. That's Monday's Roundup, making Mondays just slightly less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
What's up, Hankster?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you have a good weekend?
We did.
Good, good.
Yeah. I can now say I've been to Houston, Texas, and I've been to Houston, Minnesota.
Oh, you can't beat that.
There you go. We had a wedding there.
You ever been to Italy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is there an Italy in Arkansas?
No, I think there's an Italy, Texas.
Oh, there could be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've not been.
So you're the master of Houston's.
Yes, been there. Yeah. Done that. Yeah. Yeah. Had a little time to dance with the granddaughters and then hold one of the grandsons while everybody else partied. You know,
it's all right with you.
Yeah. Fell asleep.
You're in heaven, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Get to hold him.
June mad at you over the weekend?
No, not too bad. She was happy her Bears won.
Yes.
We were watching the end of the game, and you know, there have been so many blocks of field goals this
year.
That's
crazy. Coaches.
So teams are obviously figuring out different schemes, you know, and most of them are from the top. But as soon as yesterday, the Bears were, you know, getting ready to block that, I said right away, I said, there's two guys on one side and only one guy to block them. That's exactly what happened. The guy runs right around the block and blocks the field goal. Bears win. Bears win. So, yeah. Packers.
Like kissing my sister, Phil.
Second highest scoring tie in pro football history. The last one was a 43-43 draw by the Boston Patriots and the Raiders in the NFL in 1964.
Wow. That was a while ago.
That was a little while ago. So, a little disgusted, really.
Yeah, you know, it really is.
To be honest, because can't fault the offense. You score 40 points. You should win.
Yeah, you should win NFL football. Yeah. You should win any game if you score 40 points.
But I, again, had a premonition last week when the Bears beat Dallas and kind of beat them down.
Oh, yeah.
I said, that ain't good for the Packers. It's not. It's not good. I mean, it wasn't. You know, they were fired up for Micah Parsons' return and all that stuff too.
Well, but the thing of it is, though, you know, you go up 13-0 or 13-2, okay, on a block field goal,
right,
extra point, and they just seems like they just let off the gas. It's like, this game's over. Yeah. So they need to get old Hank Bray in there.
They do. Well, you're going to be probably interviewing for the job at Arkansas because they fired their coach.
They fired their coach. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, Arkansas showed a promising outpouring over the weekend, 56-13.
They lost?
Yeah, Notre Dame just crushed them.
Hmm.
Non-competitive. I mean, it was really, really sad.
So you got to go in there and you got to clean house a little bit, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Huh. So, the Hankster. There's a new sheriff in town.
But, you know, would you be my defensive coordinator?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What about my water?
Maybe.
I'd pay you good money. Hey, we could put buyouts on there like all these coaches do.
Exactly.
They could fire me after 6 months.
Who cares?
Who cares?
After a day. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, pay me.
Pay me.
But I would not, if I was going to coach anywhere, it would not be in college because you got to deal with the transfer portal, which I just totally hate, and the NIL and all that stuff.
It's horrible.
It's different than it used
horrible.
To be. Yeah, it really is.
It's basically like a mini protein.
Yeah.
I just, college sports have really, really, I hate it.
I've lost interest.
Yep. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess their college, the reason that they go to college is for school.
It's supposed to be.
Okay, you go to University of Arkansas, what is it, $40,000 a year? Does that money not count for anything?
Yeah, that should be payment enough, I would think.
It should be. I mean.
If you're a scholarship athlete.
100%. And the NIL money, they should have a cap on it. Mm-hmm. You know what? Here you go. You get $1,000 a week. Everybody, it would eliminate all this stuff.
And the transfer portal.
Oh my gosh.
You should only be able to transfer once.
Okay,
you went there. Maybe you're not getting playing. You made a mistake. Okay, move to another school, but you're done. Right?
See, there's no commitment with these kids anymore.
No.
I think the transfer portal. I think if your coach gets fired or leaves, then you're allowed to leave.
Yeah, because you were recruited by that staff.
That's correct.
Right.
That's it. That's it. That's
I agree.
I mean, you got to have some commitment.
They ain't going to listen to poor old Hank and poor old Phil, though, I don't think.
Hey, did you hear about my cousin?
No.
Yeah, he has kleptomania so bad, yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. It was, he is not over it, but he's still taking something for it.
Is he really? I suppose. Boy.
That's tough.
Hope he doesn't get caught there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know why the man quit railroad engineering school?
Huh.
He couldn't get on track.
Oh.
No, it's too bad.
That's tough. That's tough. But he's made a commitment.
He's
got to finish it.
Yes.
Doc, even though you diagnosed me with having a split personality, I went to the doctor the other day, and is it all right for me to get married? And he goes, oh, sure. He goes, who are you planning to marry? And I said, well, the Johnson twins.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, Hank.
Yes, yes.
Why do porcupines, what do porcupines say when they kiss?
I don't know.
Ouch!
Ouch, I knew that was coming. Oh, yeah.
Sixth grade comedy.
That was great.
At its best. We'll be right back after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hey, Phil. Someone said, hey, Hank, you've got the Dixie Dumlap disease.
Dixie what?
Dunlap.
Dixie Dunlap disease.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, what's that? He goes, your belly's Dunlapped over your belt.
Yeah, right. Dunlap, yeah,
Dunlap.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a kind of tire, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Something. Wow, thanks for making me feel better, Phil. She claims that she's not overweight at all, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, my ex-wife, yeah. She says she's just 2.5 feet short.
Oh, aren't we all? I'd have been a better basketball player had I been a little bit taller.
Yeah.
At the Olympics, I saw an athlete carrying a long stick and asked him, are you a pole vaulter? He replied, no, I'm German, but how do you know my name is Walter?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Are you a pole vaulter?
No. Are you a pole vaulter?
How do you know my name is Walter?
Yeah. The wife to husband says, You used to say I had $1 million figure.
Oh, yeah.
And the husband goes, that was before you made all those bad investments.
Yeah. Including marriage. Yeah, well, right.
Don't laugh at the choices your wife makes, because you are one of them.
That's right. One of the bad choices, right?
Yeah. You know, Phil, I take rumors as a compliment.
Do you?
Yeah. The fact that you're bringing my name at your tables, you know what I mean? I just don't. It shows that you're obsessed over me. Thank you, Phil. Thanks for everybody. And you know what? Stay bothered, my friend.
Okay.
Stay bothered.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I don't think we talked about you once this weekend. So.
That's a good thing.
No.
Did I tell you this? I may not be the best looking guy or the funniest. Did I tell you that?
No.
But let me tell you this, Phil. I'm not the smartest either.
Aren't you?
No.
It's okay.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
All right, Gomer.
Yeah.
All right. Was that the kicker?
No, not yet.
Oh. Well,
I don't know where my kicker went. There's my kicker.
Okay.
But I have one that says, a pig walks into a bar, orders 20 beers.
Oh, wow.
And starts chugging them all one by one by one. That's impressive, says the bartender. You want to know where the bathroom is? The pig replies, no thanks, pal. I'm just going to go wee, 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 wee all the way home.
Oh, I knew that was good. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wee, wee, wee all the way home.
A ship carrying red paint collided with a ship carrying blue paint.
Really?
Both crews ended up marooned.
Yes. Well, I tell you, where do you get your jokes at, though?
Yes. Well, out of my notebook for the sixth grade comedy club.
You still have that?
Yeah, I do.
You throw them away after you tell them?
Pretty much,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. A man angrily knocks on the door of a house. The homeowner answers, and the man begins shouting, your dog jumped the fence, chased me on a bicycle, and bit my leg.
Ooh.
Yeah. The homeowner looks at the man and said, that's impossible. My dog has no idea how to ride a bike. All right, buddy.
Boy,
I think it's
right.
Time for the kicker.
Brace yourself.
Are you ready?
Here comes Hank's kicker.
Here's the mole joke.
Mole joke?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I think they're the ones in my yard.
Yeah.
All right.
They're still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not even go there. There was a mole. There was a father mole, a mother mole, and a baby mole that lived in a hole out by Hank's house.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. One morning, the father mole poked his head out of the hole and said, Mama, I think I smell sausage cooking.
Oh.
That could have been Saturday. The mother mole pushed the father mole aside, poked her head outside the hole and said, I think I smell pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that wasn't me, but... the baby mole tried to push aside the two bigger moles to stick his head out of the side of the hole, but couldn't because he was so much smaller. Frustrated, the baby mole says out loud, the only thing I smell is molasses.
Yes, yes, I thought that was coming. Oh,
you remember
boy.
The molasses
I do,
joke?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good jokes, though.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We have a busy week coming up this week.
You know what? We have, three parades that we have to be in?
Something like that. Yeah, some homecomings.
Yeah, some homecomings. Customer Appreciation Days.
At Oakwood?
Then I think there's a winery thing going on this weekend, too, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, of course, Center Color Fest.
Oh, my goodness. There's all kinds of stuff to do.
Yeah, so.
And you know what? They're stealing some weather from the summer right now.
It's all right with me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
in the months of December and January, we'll probably pay, but, you know.
Colder the better.
Enjoy it while we can.
100%. Phil, I hope. Oh, the drive-thru window's almost is in the Taco Bell.
Oh, they're almost opening the drive-thru window?
No, I mean, it's they've placed the drive-thru
window.
They've
placed it.
Yeah, I've went through there a couple times. And
but they're not open yet.
No.
No.
No one's
they've made
there.
Progress on the building, though.
Yeah, but no one's in. I've went through there a couple times.
Oh, you did?
And ordered.
Huh.
So
you really are not supposed to because there's construction fence all
over. I know. It's like one of those things, the light's on and no one's home.
You must. Yeah, exactly.
Have a great day,
it goes
buddy.
Goes both ways here, I think.
Yeah.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
On the 29th of September, 1954, Willie Mays of the New York Giants made a running over-the-shoulder catch of a ball hit by Vic Wertz of the Indians in Game 1 of the 1954 World Series, known as The Catch, one of the most famous plays in baseball history. 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed an act creating the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts. That was 60 years ago today. And in 1990, the construction of Washington National Cathedral concluded 83 years to the day after its foundation stone was laid in a ceremony attended by President Theodore Roosevelt. Some notes on today. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next. Sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Megan Anderson, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also to a great friend, Judy Elvin. Happy birthday from Mel and Linda. Have a great day, Judy, from your weekday Apple Shed crew. And to Judy Elvin from Greggy. And I know Greggy's going to lavish her today with all kinds of love and kisses and let her just leisure. So have a great day, Judy. Enjoy that. Happy birthday wishes today to Richard Cairns from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church and to Richard from Butch and Margaret. On the 29th of September, best wishes to Thomas J. Marquardt, to Lori Pliner, Kathy Morris, and Judy Elvin at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Happy birthday to Jim Brock from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Greetings to Jim Brock from your family. You are our greatest blessing. Have a great day today from the Richland Center Lions. We salute Jim Brock, Judy Elvin, and Casey Joe Niebuhr, Todd Jones, Colton Milsna, Drew Milsna, and Erica Brunson. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, it's a full calendar today. Jessica Aide, Corey Loffenberg, and Melissa Thomas, happy birthday. Also to Brittany Kinney, Brian Fuller, Aria Bumkamp, and Lucy Wilkinson. Happy anniversary, Matt and Carrie Silar. Have a great day, Don and Rose Grakowski, Tom and Kathy Nondorf, and Tyler and Kate Biba. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Judy Elvin, Jim Brock, and happy anniversary, Chris and Stacy Alderman. Happy birthday to David Dax. Best day ever to have a great day. Lots of love from Susan, Shelley, and Aaron, Jackie and KJ, Ryan and Janaea, and the kids. And happy anniversary, Chris and Stacy Alderman, from your friends at Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
All the best to the schools in the area celebrating homecomings this week, because it's going to be a nice week, that's for sure. And there are dress-up days going on, getting underway today, and all kinds of fun stuff through the week. We'll be telling you about that on WRCO straight ahead. Special couples in the area celebrating big time today. Here's Elvis Presley, just for them.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm the kid. Side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Elvis Presley, Stuck on You, from WRCO. Here again is that word you need to text in this hour if you want to be a part of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Today's word is early, E-A-R-L-Y, early. Get that texted in through the Civic Media app. Find WRCO or at 608-647-4155. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Monday. Joanne has the news next.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day. It's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small-town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small-town trust meets big-city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Mainly sunny and very warm for this time of year, a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late with a low of 55. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 48, it's 50 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. It was a beautiful day with great weather, family and friends, food and refreshments, as many took advantage of it all to celebrate with staff at Southwest Technical College in receiving the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underly was on hand and spoke a few words to congratulate the community.
Truly an honor to be here with all of you today. Students, educators, parents, advocates, for those of you who didn't know, I live in the district that is Southwest Tech. I was the former superintendent at Pecatonica School District, so I'm very familiar with the partnerships that we had here at Southwest Tech and the work that they do with all the K-12 partners. And we are just united across the board that we share this belief that every student across this region and across the state deserves opportunity, support, and a clear pathway to success.
Southwest Tech is the first college in Wisconsin history to receive this award.
This award recognizes the very best community colleges in the country, those that lead the way in student learning, degree completion, workforce outcomes, and equity. And this honor absolutely reflects the years of deep commitment, bold innovation, and most importantly, meaningful impact on students' lives. It also confirms what so many of us here have known for a long time, that Southwest Tech is that national leader. One of the reasons this award is so well-deserved is because Southwest Tech's partnership with our K-12 schools. Because real student success doesn't start in college, it starts long before. And for those of you who have been around, you know that partnerships are critical. And that is something Southwest Tech has long fostered, our partnerships. And they help put students first, and they've helped prepare students for college, career, and beyond. And across more than 25 high school partnerships, Southwest Tech is creating real opportunities for students to explore their potential through dual credit programs, through the dual enrollment program, and to create opportunity and combine it with rigor.
Underly said that dual credits are a game changer for students.
For students in rural communities, as we are familiar with, or from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, dual enrollment is an equity tool. It removes barriers, it builds confidence, and it proves that higher education isn't just possible, it's attainable.
I had a chance to catch up with DPI Superintendent Jill Underly to ask her what this means for the state.
The work that Southwest Tech has done with student retention is, I think, what really garnered the attention of the Aspen Prize. I mean, a lot of work goes into making sure that when students come here, that they are, you know, on a path to success, path to complete. They really pull out all the stops to make sure students are going to be successful. And so that's really important to the entire state of Wisconsin. We want to make sure that when we're investing in students and in the workforce, that they're going to stay in Wisconsin, and that's what Southwest Tech does.
The 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence means that Southwest Technical College in Fenimore is the number one two-year college in the nation. Richland Center City Utilities Water Development will again be flushing water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Today's schedule includes the west side of Pine River, that is north of West Seminary Street, North Grove Street, West Side Drive, North Stewart Street, Minor Court, Arbor Lane, U.S. Highway 14, west of the Pine River to Well 8, and the area of the UW campus, Richland Center High School, and Panorama Court. Tomorrow will include the west side of the Pine River, that is south of West Seminary Street, Karen's Addition, including the area of Schmidt Woodland Hills and Brookview Townhouses. It will also include the area around the old wastewater treatment plant on South Orange Street. Flushing will conclude Friday. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes when washing. As fall has officially begun, the American Red Cross urges people to mark the new season with a life-saving blood or platelet donation to help keep the blood supply strong. Donors of all blood types, especially those with types O positive and B negative blood, are needed now. For many, daily routines shift as the seasons change, but blood and platelet donations must remain top of mind. Every single donation is key to making sure all patients relying on critical transfusions, including car accident victims, those living with sickle cell disease, and those facing cancer, get the care they need. Fall into donating blood or platelets at one of several blood drives being held in the area this week. Today, a blood drive will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. Wednesday, from 9 to 3, a blood drive will be held at Sauk County Public Health. Thursday, a blood drive will be held from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 9:30 to 2:30 at Royal High School. Make an appointment to give at any blood drive now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country is offering a series of adult education classes on ways to boost your brain and memory. The series offers a unique whole-person approach to brain fitness. Mather Lifeways Institute on Aging created the evidence-based brain health program that goes beyond simple brain games. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and on memory strategies that participants can implement in their daily lives. Program participants will learn practices that can help them live a healthier lifestyle, improve memory, be more organized, pay closer attention, and regulate their emotions. Boost Your Brain and Memory adult education classes by the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country will be held Monday afternoons from 1 until 2:30 beginning today at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. That's 548-3954. A community forum will be held tonight at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. It will be a community session to update all interested parties on the upcoming issues of the Richland County community. The Richland City Council, Simons, the Richland School District, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be in attendance. Mayor Todd Coppernall urges everyone to attend to learn more about the community they live in.
Well, we started to do these community forums a couple of years ago as an opportunity to let people know what each entity, each government entity, and now we've incorporated Bruce with the hospital into some of this as well, so our people know what we're all working on. And more importantly, I think, than that, just an open, more relaxed atmosphere to ask questions to any of us, which we do every time. And it helps us too. People are happy when they hear from us and they go home with new information, but it helps us too because the nature of the questions we get asked sort of help us as we're moving forward as well. What are the people most concerned about? And I've never had anything but positive feedback every time we've done one.
Coppernall says what started out as a casual meeting has become collaboration meetings benefiting everyone. All entities are working on a common problem, housing.
When you look at how many of our people are over age 50 right now, we got to get some young people in there. And what do we run into? No place to move, no house. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. You know, we tried to move in. We tried to recruit a teacher, a doctor, a police officer, and they didn't take the job because they couldn't find a home. That's a routine problem here we're all acutely aware of, and it's one we're all trying to address together. And we've got to do this. We've got to do this. If you still, and if I say to you 20 to 25% population decline, if you think your property taxes upset you today, imagine that many fewer participants. You will have no choice but to continuously raise taxes while you continuously cut services, and that's no place anybody wants to be. So we're all taking action right now to try to get ahead of what the projections say we'll be dealing with in 20 years, to try to reverse those trends if we can, or at least soften that change into the right direction.
Richland Hospital CEO Bruce Raisler says the demographics play a part in the future of the hospital.
when you consider a potential 20-25% decline in population, that's not merely patients to us or customers to some other businesses. That is also a decline in workforce and an overall reduction in our capability of delivering services, and really is the greatest threat to the well-being of the hospital and clinic, but our community at large. I'm aware of some circumstances where would-be employees, you know, want to live in Richland. Perhaps they're going to be on call even, so they need a quick response time to the hospital, but they can't find housing, either interim or permanent housing nearby. And so that can be a turnoff, and sometimes we lose those prospective employees.
All are welcome to attend the community forum tonight at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center beginning at 6. Hear an update on the campus property, Richland School District construction updates, Simons Recreation Complex updates, and budget information. There will also be a time for you to ask questions.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showroom from Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, September 29th. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died last Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police just south of Flint, Michigan, say an ex-Marine smashed his pickup into an LDS church, opened fire, and set the building ablaze. At least four people were killed on Sunday morning. The gunman also dead after a shootout with police. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders headed to the White House today. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington.
The president had originally canceled a meeting with top Democrats. Now that is back on.